From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's ceasefire generally holding for a third day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria remains intact. Mr. Ban said a multinational task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations don't spread and the halt in fighting continues. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it's likely both sides have violated the truce.
There have been some number of violations reported on both sides. We do not want to litigate these in a public fashion in the press. We want to work to eliminate them. And we have agreed on a process by which we will do that.
He says monitors are investigating violations at sites in Geneva and Amman and working with those on the ground in Syria to ensure such attacks are confined to radical groups like Islamic State and al-Nusra. But opposition spokesman Salem Meslat says the truce is in jeopardy because of repeated violations by Syrian and Russian forces.
Today there is about 10 Russian airstrikes. There is about 16 airstrikes done by the regime in 26 times. And I believe this should be monitored. And we lost about 18 people and injured about 68.
Meanwhile, the UN and aid partners began deliveries Monday in hopes of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians in besieged areas with humanitarian aid. Somali authorities have arrested six in connection with Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab in Baidoa that killed more than 30 and wounded dozens. Police and local government said the center of the town was very busy when a car bomb exploded near the main market. A second blast, believed to be from a suicide bomber, went off moments later at a restaurant. This is VOA News.